You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is National Public Sleeping Day, so they're giving you a hall pass to just grab a bench outside or maybe a booth at Panera or something and just lay down and fall asleep. I don't know why this is a thing or who came up with this, but National Public Sleeping Day today. So go curl up at a park if you'd like. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are making trending this morning. They're doing a solid. They are stepping up for the refugees who are fleeing Ukraine because of the invasion. They announced on Saturday that they're going to match up to $1 million in donations to the United Nations Refugee Agency. So they're really telling people to please donate to help all those folks out there. And once they hit $1 million, they're going to, boom, match it and instantly double it. So that is a huge solid from those two out this weekend. Gwen Stefani is in trending this morning because she's got a brand new makeup line. Ooh! This is the weird part. It's called GXVE. GXVE is the name, and it's pronounced like give. Because I guess Gwen Stefani signs her name with just a G and an X. So, give. So somehow they're milking it and mushing it together to make it give. All right. Seems a little complicated to me. GXVE. Anyway, the makeup line is going to be available on the 3rd at Sephora. Products ranging from $28 to $48, Dom. Lipstick, blush.
She's one of the more universally loved people in the entertainment world. I've never heard in my life someone say, so I don't like Gwen Stefani. It's like everybody loves her.
Right, nobody says that. And of course, all of her products are going to be vegan and cruelty-free. So, I mean, that's going to just make her sell even more stuff. So, shout out to Gwen. Shout out to GX this morning. Trending in Pokemon news, of course. Don't tell my son, because he's a huge Pokemon collector, but there's now a new champion in the battle arena for the world's most expensive Pokemon card. Now, let me remind you, this is just a little piece of cardboard. It's, of course, Dom, the hard-to-find Pikachu Illustrator card, Durr, just sold at auction for $900,000.
Oh, my God.
A trading card for $900,000.
Well, I guess if you take a step back and you think about it, there's like baseball cards that have sold for, what, tens of millions
of
dollars.
There sure is. So why not?
Those are trading cards.
Why not these goofy cards? My son had a little friend over this weekend, and they're big-time Pokemon traders and all this. And they actually set up a little table out front, like a lemonade stand, trying to sell Pokemon cards to the neighbors.
How'd they do?
I think they sold zero. Because they don't comprehend, like, you know, really value on things. And, of course, they think every card they have is worth $1,000. Uh-huh. And they're like, well, we're going to put big discounts on them. So they're out front on the driveway selling these Pokemon cards for $80 each.
Really?
And I was like, okay, go ahead, but like, I hate to break the news to you. You're not going to sell one of these things to our goofy neighbors.
How many shoppers did they even get?
Oh, it was like two. And it was one of those days where it was cold. I'm like, you guys are doing this all wrong. All wrong.
But, you know, you learn from failure.
That's right. Where I was like, it's kind of cute to see them both set up out there with all their cards. So, this is kind of a weird story. It was floating around this week, and I saw it on my Instagram. If you ever visit the Washington National Cathedral, if you squint and look way up in the corner, way up high, there's a gargoyle up there that looks like Darth Vader. It is Darth Vader! There's a... I guess it was a result of a contest that was held in the 80s to design, they called it a grotesque for the cathedral. A grotesque is a gargoyle that doesn't spout water. Hashtag fun fact. And somebody did a Darth Vader one, and they chose it, and they chiseled it out of stone, and it's been up there since 1986. There's pictures of it on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. It's kind of cool, I guess. Real quick, here's your Fat America. We talked last week about a chocolate bunny being filled with Applejack cereal.
Sure.
Now there's another one coming out with Rice Krispies. So you get a chocolate bunny filled with Rice Krispies.
Oh, I would try that one.
And get this, if you want to be really fancy, when you go to Dunkin' Donuts is now offering a roasted tomato and hummus toast. Shut up! If I was in there and somebody was ordering that, I'd shove them down. Get a donut! All right, let's do clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this new world record. It's a 16-year-old kid in Canada who just crushed a world record by solving 211 Rubik's Cubes while bouncing on a pogo stick.
Why?
Why not, is the question.
All right.
He did it in an hour and 12 minutes, it looks like.
It's a good workout, though.
What have you done today? check out that video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.